Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a South Donegal deputy believes that young people in the northwest are being left behind. It's anticipated a planning application for works at Moville Community College should be ready by September. Sewer upgrade works on the Pierce Road and Letterkenny are to be completely removed next week to coincide with Northern Ireland's bank holiday. And a search of a building site in the Clondara area of Derry was carried out today in relation to an ongoing investigation into violent dissident Republican activity. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Taoiseach has apologised for comparing the Fianna Fáil leader to a sinning priest. Leo Varadkar made the remarks during a debate with Micheál Martin in the Dáil yesterday. He said Mr Martin was like a parish priest, preaching to avoid sin and then engaging in all kinds of sin behind the altar. A number of TDs called for an apology and Leo Varadkar gave one this afternoon.
Look, I said something in the heat of debate in the Dáil yesterday. It was rather bitter and personal debate on both sides, but in doing so, I offended a lot of people who I never intended to offend. I am sorry for that. I do apologise, and I'm going to withdraw the remarks.
A South Donegal deputy believes that young people in the northwest are being left behind. It's after revelations that there's a shortage of 40 staff to meet the demand in child and adolescent mental health services in the area. Deputy Eamon Scanlon says the shortfall is leaving the most vulnerable children and adolescents waiting considerable times for appointments to deal with their mental health conditions. He's calling on the government to address the deficits as a matter of urgency.
If we look at the figures there, we're 40 staff short in the northwest in relation to people staff to deal with these issues. And we just raised the issue in the Dáil during the week. And I was just making the point that it's absolutely imperative that particularly young children with special needs, the necessity of speech therapy and those type of services early on in their lives, because if they don't get those services early on, it doesn't work when they come into their teenage years, and it won't happen. So we're just making the point that there needs to be more investment in mental health services, and particularly for young children.
As you mentioned, you raised it in the Dáil earlier in the week. Has there been any response from the Department of Health? Have they indicated that they might even bring the staffing up to appropriate levels, as you say, here in the Northwest region?
Look, it's absolutely imperative. It's these young children, and you know, in fairness, they're young people, they're going to they need these services to get on in life when they become adults, and they will become adults, and they need all these services, but they need the early intervention. That's the most important thing of all. And I know in our area, which is a CHO1 area, which covers Donegal and Sligo, Leitrim, and Cavan, that there are 40 people short. But it's all about finance again. Like, the department needs to put money into this, because I think that the younger people are the most vulnerable people at this point in time.
It's anticipated a planning application for works at Moville Community College should be ready by September. The Education Minister told the Dáil that his department remains committed to carrying out works at the college. Minister Joe McHugh confirmed a new architect has been appointed, and while planning for the larger project continues apace, short-term work to improve the prefabs will be done over the summer. He was answering questions from Deputy Charlie McConnogh, who pressed Minister McHugh for an assurance that works will go to tender without any further delay.
Minister, as you know, it went in the capital programme in 2013, but despite the fact, despite that fact, there has still been no designs completed, or it hasn't gone to tender, and the students are working without a gym or indeed without a canteen to eat in. Despite that, the standard of education is exceptional, but they need proper facilities, Minister. And can I ask you today for an assurance to the Dáil that it will go to tender promptly, and if you can give us a date as to when that will happen?
I know this was subject of a public meeting a few days before the local election. There has been an issue with respect to the architect, which you'll be well aware of. We have reappointed an architect. The design of the school continues apace. We know as well that the standards of some of the prefabs are less than desirable. That's why we're committed to doing an enhancement job there to ensure that they are fit for purpose come September. Right. That will be met, and we will continue apace to ensure that we have the submission of planning permission, hopefully at the beginning of September. And that is a commitment that is on record. Okay. It will continue to be on record, and it's one of 15 projects in the county that will continue apace.
We're not going away is the message from paramedics who held a protest outside Leinster House today. Members of the Psychiatric Nurses Association say they should have the right to decide which union they want to join. They plan on holding a 24-hour strike on July the 19th in a row over union recognition. Nazareth chairperson Sinead McGrath says it should be their choice to decide who represents them.
We're not going away. This has actually got a lot of importance for other trade unions and for workers in the wider country, really. It's not simply now just about the PNA. This is about a government really using union busting tactics. They're forcing us to join a union we don't want to join.
Irish Water has confirmed that works to the Falkara Gortahorg water supply won't commence until September-October. In an update issued by the utility, it says a site investigation is planned next week, with works due to start later this year. Local businesses have been counting the costs of numerous bursts to the supply there in recent months, and it had been hoped that Irish Water would start construction sooner. Councillor Micheál Colmagill Osbach says with a busy tourist season well underway in the area, it's unfair to leave communities with an inadequate supply.
They recognise that things can't be turned overnight, but at the same time, I think this is really, really important coming into the July-August busiest time of year for probably West Donegal. At the end of the day, it's a clear reflection on the lack of interest and the lack of investment, not just this government, but previous governments led by Fianna Fáil, into our water infrastructure. And this is unfortunately now the price that we have to pay as a community. But what we need now is to look at the long term, not just for this very area, but for the whole county, and look to invest proper money and not just odd kilometre here and there.
We are well into the summer. They have proposed that these works take place in the autumn. Realistically speaking, how hopeful are you that they will change their stance, that they'll fast track the works?
One of my main concerns was that when a contractor would be appointed, that she or he would then look to delay it for different reasons, you know. And as we've seen for a lot of capital projects in the past, where works were to start on certain dates, but a week went past and 2 weeks went past, another month went past. And this wouldn't be acceptable in any shape or form. And what I had hoped was that because of the loss of water over this last number of months or longer, that Irish Water would look to try to invest and to employ a contractor sooner than what they're talking about, which is September, October.
Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has accused insurers of exaggerating the number of fraudulent claims to justify the rising cost of premiums. The CEOs of AXA Alliance and FBG, which represent almost half of the Irish market, were before an Oireachtas committee today. Despite the introduction of reform, the cost of premiums for consumers and businesses has not decreased. Alliance Chief Sean McGrath told the committee that the cost premiums will fall if more was done to tackle fraud, but he said he couldn't commit to how much premiums would fall by.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Committee have indicated that insurers are not to be making public pronouncements about the future direction of pricing. We'd love to assist you and highlight what the savings could be, but we believe we're precluded from doing that. But I can again give the guarantee that, you know, should claims costs come down, Allianz will reduce its pricing.
The government is introducing a €10 million annual package to address pay for members of the Defence Forces. The Military Service Alliance is being increased by 10%, which will see a boost in the pay for the vast majority of personnel. Duty alliances such as force security and patrol are being restored, along with premium weekend rates, while recruits and apprentices will no longer be charged for rations and accommodation. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue denies the government has been too slow to act on the numbers leaving the Defence Forces.
We have to look at each issue in the context of commitments that we have with all public servants, and it has taken time for the Public Pay Commission to do their work. to assemble the level of detail that they need to then make a recommendation to government, and we have now acted on that recommendation.
Detectives from the PSNI's Terrorism Investigation Unit conducted a search of a building site in the Clondara area of Derry today in relation to an ongoing investigation into violent dissident Republican activity. No arrests have been reported. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In a statement this afternoon, Detective Chief Inspector Stuart Griffin said today's search operation was carefully planned to cause the least disruption to the local community and was carried out by officers investigating the activities of the new IRA. He said it's unfortunate that the actions of terrorists have today had an impact on workmen at the site who are simply trying to earn a living. He said the terrorists do not care who they affect or harm along the way. There are no reports of any arrests and no details have been released about what, if anything, was found during the search. DCI Griffin concluded that police are continually working to disrupt the work of terrorists, mindful of the fact that the overwhelming majority of people living in the area want to live free from fear and intimidation.
A Midlands North West MEP has accused EU leaders of doing a grubby backroom deal when they picked new heads of the EU Parliament. German Defence Minister Ursula von der Leyen has been nominated as next President of the European Commission. Matt Carthy says Ms von der Leyen will pursue an increased militarisation of Europe and support the spending of billions on defence.
The election of, in my view, very disappointingly, a right-wing German who's one of the most avid proponents of the militarisation agenda that's been pursued at a European level. It was clearly a case of us reverting back to the old days where the German and French leaders went into a back room and thrashed out a decision and everybody else was forced to follow.
Sewer upgrade works on the Pierce Road in Letterkenny are to be completely removed next week to coincide with Northern Ireland's bank holiday. Irish Water has confirmed that the works will be lifted from Thursday, July the 11th until Monday, July the 15th to ease traffic in the town over the busy weekend. It's anticipated two-way traffic will resume on the Pierce Road the following week. Stephen Burke has more.
Two-way traffic is currently projected to be permanently reinstated on Pierce Road on the week following the Northern Ireland Bank holiday, but a specific date cannot be confirmed at this stage. Irish Water will continue to liaise with all stakeholders and further communications will be issued to confirm the date of the permanent reinstatement of two-way traffic. Irish Water is investing almost €50 million in vital water and sewer upgrade works in Letterkenny, which the utility says will reduce sewer flooding in the town and ensure a more consistent and secure supply of water to residents and businesses.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 13 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with golf and Padraig Harrington is the course leader on day one of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. It's down in Lahinch in County Clare this year. He's moved to 6 under par and he's 1 clear of the field. He's played 13 holes. Shane Lowry has been the best of the Irish in the clubhouse so far, following his 4 under par opening round of 66. He's been in good form lately and says he was desperate to get off to a good start this week.
There's certain weeks over the last while where I've shot myself in the foot the first round, so it's nice to get out there and shoot a good score. I'm not going to lie, I was feeling a bit uneasy this morning, a bit anxious, wanted to get out there and get off to a decent start, and I did, so I'm very happy right now.
Lowry's been joined on 4 under par by Cormac Sharvin. Robin Dawson's 2 under. Seamus Power, Brian Casey and Paul McBride, they all ended the day on level par. Michael McGeady, of course, who's a local pro here, he shot a 1 over par round of 71. And Graham McDowell shot a disappointing 2 over par opening round of 72. But the Portrush man doesn't feel he's out of contention just yet.
Doesn't mean that I can't go out there tomorrow and shoot 64, 65 and get myself back in it, you know, because I think 3 decent scores from here now will go close. I don't see this golf course, kind of the scoring getting away, you know. I think the course is tricky enough and I can get myself back in it with a couple of decent scores.
Yes, Padraig Harrington's leading the way on 6 under par. There's 5 players on 5 under par, 1 shot off the lead there. Wade Ormsby, Mike Lorenzo Vera, Howan Park, Torborn Ollison and Lee Slattery. Moving on to the PGA Tour, there's an event happening this week as well. It's a 3M Open. It's the early stages of that tournament. Hideki Matsuyama, he leads the way. He's on 6 under par through 11 holes. There's a group of players on 4 under. They include Harris English, Adam Hadwin, Sam Burns and Tom Lehman. Moving on to soccer, and new Chelsea head coach Frank Lampard says the opportunity to manage where he spent 13 years as a player is huge. He's expressed gratitude for his first managerial role at Derby prior to his new 3-year contract at the Premier League club. Lampard spoke earlier today.
A young manager that's going to give everything, every hour that I can in a day, to work hard to bring a team that fans can be proud of, because this is a competitive club. It always has been in the modern era, and I want to remain competitive, and I'll work hard to try and bring success to the club.
Elsewhere, Manchester City, they have signed Rodri from Atletico Madrid in a club record deal after paying his £62.5 million release clause. The Spanish midfielders agreed a 5-year deal with the Premier League champions after informing the Spanish club last month of his desire to leave this summer. And Leicester, they have brought Ayoze Perez from Newcastle for an undisclosed fee. The forward has agreed a 4-year contract at the Premier League club to become Brendan Rodgers' second summer signing. Perez joins right back James Justin at Leicester after the defender moved from Luton earlier this month. And former Republic of Ireland defender Damien Delaney has announced his retirement from professional football. The 37-year-old who joined Waterford in January says he's stepping away to allow younger players to get a chance at the RSC. Delaney made 138 Premier League appearances during his spells with Leicester and Crystal Palace. And Republic of Ireland under-21 striker Adam Idah has signed a new 4-year contract at Norwich. The teenager has also been promoted to Canary's first team squad ahead of the new season. Idah scored 23 goals for Norwich's underage teams last season. Back locally, the North West Women's Super League resumes this evening. There's 3 games down for decision. Kickoff in the Mall is at 7:30. Elise Celtic, they play Lagan Harps. Greencastle are up against Bonagie United. And Fannett United, they play Culdaff. In tennis, Rafa Nadal's already a break up in the first set of his Wimbledon second round grudge match against Nick Kyrgios. And Roger Federer, he's through to round 3, courtesy of a straight sets victory over Jay Clark. The 8-time champion's potential quarter-final opponent, Kei Nishikori, also beat Cameron Norrie in straight sets. But 9th seed John Isner and 13th seed Milos Raonic, they're both out. And women's top seed Ashley Barty, she sailed through to round 3 with a 6-1, 6-3 victory over Belgium's Alison Van Utek. And defending champion Angelique Kerber, she leads American Lauren Davis by a set to love. 2-time champion Petra Kvitova was a straight sets winner over Christine Mladenovic. And still to come, 7-time champion Serena Williams, she's up against Katja Juvan. Moving on to cricket, and Ireland are playing Zimbabwe in a one-day international series. The game today at Stormont, Ireland scored 242 for 9 in their 50 overs. Currently, Zimbabwe are 149 for 5 after 31 overs. Finally for this evening, in horse racing, jockey Barry Geraghty, he'll miss the Galway Festival as he continues to recover from a double leg break. The 39-year-old's recovery from fractures to his tibia and fibula suffered at Aintree in April has taken longer than first anticipated. Geraghty says he's now hoping to be back for Listowel Festival in September. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the EU Commission has been accused of hypocrisy in the Seanad. Speaking on the proposed Mercosur trade deal, Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin said the EU Commission was acting on behalf of lobbyists in Brussels by entering into business deals with leaders, including Brazil's president, who denies a climate change. Yet he said farmers in Ireland are held to strict standards and regular inspection. Senator McLaughlin believes they are being failed.
And if I'm a farmer in Donegal, living up to very onerous environmental legislation, environmental regulations, relying on that check, trying to make you live up to those standards that we are proud of in our beef sector, but it's tough, it's tough. And with a serious face, Commissioner Phil Hogan says this is a fair and balanced deal. This is an insult to all of the people who work in our beef sector, who try to live up to these standards. This is about the people who inhabit the corridors of Brussels, the lobbyists for big business. This is about the major industries and corporations looking to get access to the South American markets to privatise their resources and to drive down their workers' rights. You can be sure of that. And you know, it was said back in the day that we sold out the fishing communities. We sold them out. And we absolutely did. If you look at the waters we gave away, Well, what we are doing now, and I suppose it was always going to come to this, we are selling out the farming sector, the beef farmers who have been struggling for so many years, because this is a complete sellout of our beef sector. Our fishing sector was sold out before, and now it's a sellout of those people whose hearts are in climate change and doing what's right by our future.
Bravo! Thanks, Senator.
Works to improve access at Albi Vocational School in Donegal Town have been given the go-ahead. Education Minister Joe McHugh announced today that the project has been approved under the Emergency Works Programme in the building unit in the Department of Education and Skills. Minister McHugh says it is a really important change for any students or staff in the school that have special needs, and the extra room that it will provide will make a difference every day. And cervical check is clinically sound, and women can have confidence in the process. That's according to Dr. Gabriel Scally, who is leading the scoping inquiry into the cervical check programme. Dr. Scally is reviewing the cases of 209 women who received false negative results from the state's national screening programme and were not informed when the issues were brought to light by an internal audit. He told the Oireachtas Health Committee that from a clinical perspective, women can have confidence in cervical check.
It is worthwhile reinforcing that it is a good programme and that it has produced real results, and also that the potential is great for it to produce really outstanding results. If there is criticism of the programme, it's not about the principle of the programme at all, or even the general operation of the programme. It's about the way this particular issue was handled.
For weather now, staying dry for the rest of the day with some spells of hazy sunshine. Tonight will be dry at first with clear spells, but becoming cloudier later with some patches of mist and drizzle developing. Lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees and mostly light westerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a South Donegal deputy believes that young people in the Northwest are being left behind. It's after revelations that there's a shortage of 40 staff to meet the demand in child and adolescent mental health services in the area. It's anticipated a planning application for works at Moville Community College should be ready by September. The Education Minister told the Dáil that his department remains committed to carrying out works at the college. Detectives from the PSNI's Terrorism Investigation Unit conducted a search of a building site in Clondara in Derry today in relation to an ongoing investigation into violent dissident Republican activity. No arrests have been reported. And Irish Water has confirmed that works to the Falkara Gortahorg water supply won't commence until September-October. In an update issued by the utility, it says a site investigation is planned next week, with works due to start later this year. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 4th of July. The death has taken place of Ollie Bidwell, 9 Lurgyvale Cottages, Kilmacrennan. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service in St. Mary's Church, Fawn, at 10 o'clock on Saturday, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The house is strictly private, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Charlie McLafferty, funeral director. The death has occurred in London of Charlie Rogers, formerly of Letcher Caw, Crawley. His ashes will repose at Midland's funeral home from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock tomorrow. Funeral mass on Saturday morning at 11 in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment of ashes in the local cemetery. The death has occurred of Gary Kelly, Eden Nuttall, Crossroads, Killigordon. His remains will repose at his home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Bernadette Boyle, name McGrory, 11 Derryvay Avenue, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Enan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. The death has taken place of Magella McGrenra, née Henderson, 11 Willow Grove, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Peggy McGettigan, Dunmore, Milford, named Mahon, formerly of Dunmore, County Galway. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Requiem Mass on Saturday at 12 noon in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Susan Gibbons, née O'Neill, 25, Holly Hill Road, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Henry John McKinney, 53, Tattenure Road, Oma. Funeral leaving his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Knockboyle, with interment in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of John James Bradley, Jimmy, 41, Clohanmore, Windy Hall, Letterkenny, formerly of Keenahan, Kilmacrennan. Jimmy's remains are being waked at his late residence. Funeral tomorrow morning to St Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.